This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the Live Feed, we're at the Veterans Park for this week's Winona Municipal Band Concert.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to beautiful Winona and another concert by your Winona Municipal Band. Tonight we would like to open with a flourish, literally. This was written in 1939 and it was played once and then it was lost. And it wasn't rediscovered until 13 years after the death of the composer. This is the Flourish for Wind Band by the British composer Ralph Vaughan Williams. And now it's time for a march, an American march, written in 1955 by the great Carl King. This is the Big Four March. Thank you. One of America's most prolific band composers was Claire Grundman. He worked a lot out of the great state of Ohio, and not only a composer, but he realized the importance of making compositions for students for education purposes to propel the American legacy forward. And in doing so, he wrote four folk rhapsodies based on American folk tunes. We are going to play the fourth rhapsody tonight, and this rhapsody includes Down in the Valley, Little Brown Jug, Rosie Nell, and Hey Betty Martin. Here is the American Folk Rhapsody number 4, written in 1977 by Claire Grundman.
Thank you.
When some of us think of great Norwegian composers, our minds automatically go to Edvard Grieg. Some of us think more of Ole Bull. A great composer from Norway, lived between 1810 and 1880, he was 70 years old. He wrote something like 90 compositions. Only 10 still exist that we are aware of. This is one of the most beautiful, probably his most famous work. And this does feature our wonderful flute section playing a piece entitled Seterjenten Sonntag, A Mountain Shepherdess's Sunday by Ole Bull. Jan van der Roost is a Belgian composer, a current composer, and in 1991, he wrote a little rhapsody for his wife as an anniversary present. He's used different influences from different countries for many years of his compositional career, and for this one, he happened to choose Ireland. And so tonight, we would like to present A Highland Rhapsody by Jan van der Roost. Thank you. to admit, as I was programming for this concert last week, the forecast for today wasn't supposed to be nearly as nice as this. They were still talking like 90 plus degrees and humidity, you know, reaching, making it feel so wonderfully over 100 degrees. And so I had programmed accordingly, realized we practiced from 6 until 7:30, and for most everyone here, the sun is beating down on us. It gets a little warm. And so we always try to do a major classical composition, and I didn't want you to be shortchanged. So I found the best thing I could that wasn't going to require a lot of major rehearsal time, but it still fulfilled my need for doing something classical. And so now we present to you the very serious major composition by the great Walter Bieler, written in 1970. Here is Instant Concert. Did you count 30? There were 30, all rolled into one, yay. That's just to give you a little preview of next week. A little preview of next week, because a little bird told me that next week is Dr. Frank Burris and his amazing clarinet right up front here with the band. So make sure you're here for that wonderful thing that we all look forward to, Dr. Frank Burris. I'm pretty sure he will have some surprises in store for us, as he usually does. We would next like to play a piece that was written for band. It was written for our medium. This is by Glenn Osser, written in 1954. This is a standard, a staple in the wind band library. Here is the Begin for band. Our friends at the Visitor Center have asked me to make a little announcement, and they actually wanted me to put this on, this bow tie, and normally I wouldn't have a problem with that, but it's Wednesday night and it's outside, and it's just a little toasty for me. The reason for, if everyone knows it's all about John Latch. We're celebrating John Latch Week here, July 21st through the 26th, and this Saturday, down at Levy Park, we want to try and set a world record for the most people wearing bow ties in a picture at one time. So, at 1 o'clock down at Levy Park, all right, wear your bow tie in honor of John Latch and help us set a world record for the most people wearing bow ties. Those who wear a bow tie to the photo will be given a free ticket for a chance to win a Winona canoe. Not bad. Not bad. Yeah, that's wonderful. So John Latch celebration and down at Levy Park, 1 o'clock on Saturday, wear your bow tie so you can be in the picture. All right? All right. Hope to see you all there. We'd next like to play a piece by John Philip Sousa. This is written 1 year before his death. He wrote this in 1931. It was on his second trip up north in Michigan to the Interlaken Music Camp. And he was so inspired by the students and the atmosphere that was created there that he wrote a march for them. Here is the Northern Pines March. Thank you. We want to thank the folks at Merchants Bank for again providing us with water during our break this evening. Yeah, we go through a lot, so we do appreciate that very much. Just want to remind you of our rebroadcasts on the radio on KQAL 89.5 on FM. That's noon on Sunday. And then again at 5 o'clock on Sunday evening on KWNO AM 1230. That rebroadcast is sponsored by Lighthold Music and St. Anne of Winona. We do thank them for that. In addition to the radio, we want to thank the folks at HBC for broadcasting this and bringing it into the homes for those who are not able to make it out. Also the local newspapers, the Daily News, and the Winona Post for letting you know what we're going to play each week. We really appreciate that very much. Our final selection for the evening is entitled Brass on Broadway. This was originally, the arranger borrowed ideas from recordings that had been made by the famous Canadian Brass Quintet, which is why you'll notice there's a lot of brass feature on this particular medley. That's why. All right. This medley spans 50 years on Broadway, literally. The first movement, or the first tune, is Slaughter on 10th Avenue. It was written in 1936. The music is by Richard Rodgers. And the choreography was actually by George Balanchine. This was the first time that a major ballet had been incorporated into a Broadway show. And it was written and choreographed, actually, for Ray Bolger. For those of you who have watched The Wizard of Oz, you know who that is, and I'm not going to ruin it for these little folks over here. 9 years later, in 1945, Richard Rodgers composed what he considers his greatest work, what he is most proud of. It's actually the opening, the prelude to the show Carousel. It's the Carousel Waltz. The next is Music of the Night from Phantom of the Opera, which was premiered in 1986. And this medley concludes with, what else? 76 trombones from 1957's The Music Man. Here is Brass on Broadway, arranged by Calvin Custer. Thank you. Again, we want to thank you all for being here, for being such a terrific audience. We look forward to seeing you next week. Please remember to buckle up, drive safely. Have a great evening. We'll see you next Wednesday. Thank you again.
That was the Winona Municipal Band playing at the Bandshell on July 23rd, 2014. Thank you for listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.